Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Preacher and the Miracle Man here on this Wednesday, December 5th of 2018. Excuse me, folks, we are, by the way, exactly 20 days from Christmas Day. 20 days. And so it's coming fast, very fast, mind you. And I have quite a bit of stuff to get to, but I don't have a lot of time, so I'm just gonna give the phone number right now. If you want to call into the show, the number is area code 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompts and then press 1. We hear the prompt that says to call into a live show. You go ahead and press 1. My assistant will let me know that we got a caller. And then I'll say okay. And then you'll be able to talk to me about generally whatever you want to talk about. And it's an awesome thing. All right. As usual, I am here at McDonald's on South Saginaw Road, across the road from Kmart. But as I said, I got an engagement to get ready for. What it actually is a leadership conference at Living Word Church. It's actually pretty cool what it's about. It's about leadership. And that, as any church, needs good leadership. So it's pretty important, pretty cool stuff. So with that, I'm going to go to Judges chapter, let's see here. 13. All right. Here we go. We're going to be talking about Samson. Yep, we're going to get into Samson for a little bit tonight. All right. Again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord. So the Lord delivered them into the hands of the Philistines for 40 years. A certain man of Zorah named Manoah from the clan of the Danites had a wife who was sterile and remained childless. The angel of the Lord appeared to her and said, "You are sterile and childless, but you are going to conceive and have a son. Now see to it that you drink no wine or other strong drink, and that you do not eat anything unclean. Uh-oh, there goes most of our American diet out the window. There they go. There goes our pop. There goes our potato chips. There goes pretty much, huh? There it goes. Because you will conceive and give birth to a son. No razor may be used on his head, because the boy is to be a Nazarite, set apart by God from birth. And he will begin Sorry, I'm just turning the page. And Samson will begin the deliverance of Israel from the hands of the Philistines. Then the woman went to her husband and told him, "A man of God came to me. He looked like an angel of God. Very awesome. I didn't ask him where he came from, and he didn't tell me his name. But he said to me, 'You will conceive, and you'll give birth to a son. Now then, drink no wine or other strong drink, and don't eat anything unclean, because the boy will be a Nazarite of God from birth until the day of his death.'" Then Manoah prayed to the Lord. "O Lord, I beg of you, let the man of God you sent to us come again to teach us how to bring up the boy who is to be born." God heard Manoah, and the angel of God came again to the woman while she was out in the field. But her husband, Manoah, was not with her. The woman hurried to tell her husband, "He's here. The man who appeared to me the other day." Manoah got up and followed his wife. When he came to the man, he said, "Are you the one who talked to my wife?" "I am," he said. So Manoah asked him, "When your words are fulfilled, what is to be the rule for the boy's life? And the angel of the Lord answered, "Your wife must do all that I have told her. She must not eat anything that comes from the grapevine, nor drink any wine or other fermented drink, nor eat anything unclean. She must do everything I have commanded her." Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, "We would like you to stay until we prepare a young goat for you." The angel of the Lord replied, "Even though you detain me, I won't eat any of your food. But if you prepare a burnt offering, offer it to the Lord." Manoah did not realize that it was the angel of the Lord. Then Manoah inquired of the angel of the Lord, "What is your name, so that we may honor you when your word comes true?" He replied, "Why do you ask my name? It is beyond understanding." Then Manoah took a young goat together with the grain offering and sacrificed it on a rock to the Lord. And the Lord did an amazing thing when Manoah and his wife watched. As the flame blazed up from the altar toward heaven, the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame. Seeing this, Manoah and his wife fell with their faces to the ground. When the angel of the Lord did not show himself again to Manoah and his wife, Manoah realized that it was an angel of the Lord. "We're doomed to die," he said to his wife. "We have seen God." But his wife answered, "If the Lord had meant to kill us, he wouldn't have accepted any burnt offering or grain offering from our hands, nor would have he shown us all these things or now told us this." The woman gave birth to a boy and named him Samson. He grew, and the Lord blessed him. And the Spirit of the Lord began to stir him while he was in Mahanaim, down between Zephthah and Eshtaroth. Let's continue. Let's go to 14. We're going to continue on through 14. Verse 1. Samson went down to Timnah, and he saw that there was a young Philistine woman. When he returned, he said to his father and his mother, "I see a Philistine girl in Timnah. Now, get her for me as my wife." His father and mother replied, "Isn't there an acceptable woman among your relatives or among all our people? Must you go to the uncircumcised Philistines to get a wife?" But Samson said to his father, "Get her for me. She's the right one for me." His parents didn't know that this was from the Lord, who was seeking an occasion to confront the Philistines. And at the time, they were ruling over Israel. Samson went down to Timnah together with his father and mother. As they approached the vineyards of Timnah, suddenly a young lion came roaring toward him. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him in power so that he tore the lion apart with his bare hands. As he might have torn a young goat. But he told neither his father nor his mother what he had done. Then he went down and talked with the woman, and he liked her. Sometime later, when he went back to marry her, he turned aside to look at her. To look at the lion's carcass. In it was a swarm of bees and some honey, which he scooped up with his hands and ate as he went along. When he rejoined his parents, he gave them some, and they too ate it. But he didn't tell them that he had taken the honey from the lion's carcass. Now his father went down to see the woman, and Samson made a feast there, as was customary for bridegrooms. When he appeared, he was given 30 companions. Let me tell you a riddle, Samson said to them. If you can give me the answer within the 7 days of the feast, I will give you 30 linen garments and 30 tents of clothes, 30 sets of clothes. If you can't tell me the answer, then you must give me 30 linen garments and 30 sets of clothes. Tell us your riddle, they said. Let's hear it, he replied. Out of the eater, something to eat. Out of the strong, for 3 days, they could not give the answer. On the fourth day, they said to Samson's wife, coax your husband into explaining the riddle for us, or we will burn you and your father's household to death. Did you invite us here to rob us? Then Samson's wife threw herself on him, sobbing. You hate me. You don't really love me, do you? You've given my people a riddle, but you haven't told me the answer. I haven't even explained it to my father or mother, he replied. So why should I explain it to you? She cried the whole 7 days of the feast. So on the eighth day, he finally told her, because she continued to press him. She, in turn, explained the riddle to her people. Before sunset, on the seventh day, the men of the town said to him, what is sweeter than honey? What is stronger than a lion? Samson said to them, if you hadn't plowed with my heifer, you wouldn't have solved my riddle. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon him in power. He went down to Ashkelon, struck down 30 of their men, stripped them of their belongings, and gave their clothes to those who had explained the riddle. Burning with anger, he went up to his father's house, and Samson, his wife, was given to the friend who had attended him at his wedding. All right. So, Samson had this wife, and he wouldn't tell her the riddle. He didn't tell it until the eighth day of the feast. Until the feast was over. Once the feast was over, he finally chose to go tell the people the riddle. And after he had told the riddle, he was angry. I know for a fact that the Holy Spirit was trying to deal with Samson. I know this without a doubt. For sure. It's not an accident at all. Now, this is not, now this was not Delilah. This was someone else prior to Delilah. Now, we're going to get into Samson and Delilah soon, but today we read what we read, and next week I'm going to start talking more about Christmas. Like the spiritual side of it. Why do we celebrate it? What did the birth of Jesus, what was this all about? What did he come to do? What did he... You see, Samson, he ended up losing his wife. And the Holy Spirit was trying to deal with Samson. Eventually, Samson ended up losing everything, his strength and everything. And that's how he ended up dying. But this wasn't until Delilah, which I said we're going to get to in a while. Not exactly tonight, though, nor really in the next couple weeks, because, like I said, we'll be more dealing with teachings on the holidays for next week's shows and the shows of the week after that. But that's what we will generally be doing. But he was, God told, his mommy and daddy, the Manoahs, we'll just say the man who was really named Manoah, we'll just say he was Mr. Manoah. And we'll say his wife was Mrs. Manoah. So his mom and dad, told his parents, hey, mommy, daddy, mom, dad, I got this girl, she's a Philistine and I really like her. His mom and dad tell him, no, son, can't you find one of your relatives, someone from our clan, from our group? Why do you want a Philistine? And he said, well, I like her. And then he goes back to her, and on the way he kills a lion, as God had him do. And he followed God throughout the process. You know, God had him do that. And then his wife did not think that he liked her that much, that he was just using her. Kind of similar to what happened with Delilah. But, you know, take that for what it's worth, because God wanted to use Samson for very great things. But when he chose to go with this girl and to hang with the wrong people, that's part of what helped him ruin it. And then he goes and gives that honey to his parents and is like, hey, Mom, Dad, try some of this honey. And so it's a pretty crazy story. But that's why, folks, we should all watch who we run with. We really should. Because it's really important. Who you run with is who you will become. Bad company corrupts good morals. It's very true. Samson hung out with that girl. She corrupted him. Now, I'm going to pray. And then I'm going to sing a Christmas carol for you guys. And then after that, I'm going to get into sports, complete with my nickname / predictions, Son of Swami. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word we read about in Judges, about Samson. You gave those parents a child after they asked for it. You gave the parents instructions that instead of not following the will of God, as Samson did, he didn't follow the will of God. May we follow your will, God, instead, and stick with it and not be pushed aside by other cares of this world, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that all of these people receive something from you tonight. I thank you for the leadership conference that you'd bless it this week. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So, I'm going to sing for you guys White Christmas. And for those of you who don't know, Bing Crosby's White Christmas is one of the top two most played songs on the radio, period, from what I understand. So, here we go. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright. Christmas is. Be white. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. With every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. Yes, I tell you, every time I hear the Bing Crosby version of that song, it is always my favorite version. Yes, there are some novelties. One version from a certain movie is sped up an awful lot. Speaking of Christmas with the Cranks, another good version is from the Santa Claus movie. It was that I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. That's sped up a little bit too, and then there's some parody versions of that and some other versions, but Bing Crosby, that version is the best version, period, in my book. And I think there's a reason why it's played the most. Because it's the best. You know, sometimes when someone makes a song like that, it's the best version. It's the one that, sometimes it's like they had it the way it was intended to be. I think of Burl Ives, who was another great Christmas singer. He's made some great stuff too. Frank Sinatra and some of the other goodies, some of those other folks from very, 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 very long time ago who made a lot of those great Christmas songs. And it's awesome. Now, so, folks, now let's move on to sports. Last night, you had both Michigan and Michigan State. On Monday night, you had Michigan State get a good win. Last night, you had Michigan beat Northwestern by about 6 points. And so, generally, they did a pretty nice job. Still undefeated. Kind of now reminding me of the Michigan team from 12-13, so about 6 years ago, as they were undefeated for a while themselves. So they're looking good, just like State is, although State has a couple losses. Pistons play again in a couple days. I believe they actually have 2 games this weekend. Hopefully they can get back on the winning foot. Red Wings play tonight, I believe, as well. And so, now, f- for football. We got some NFL games. Tomorrow night, Jaguars versus the Titans, Tennessee. Jaguars are trying to, starting to kind of try to get back on track. Although I think for them it's too little too late. They're 5-7. So they're not the absolute worst team in the league, necessarily. But they ain't good. You got the Titans who are doing fairly well, 6-6. So they're about 500. There's a lot of 6-6 teams right now. It is amazing. The Panthers even are 6-6. But they are doing. This is in Tennessee. Tomorrow night at 8:20. You'll be able to listen to it, stream it on the Yahoo Sports app. I'll be doing that tomorrow night once I get out of church. And my pick is this, 28. Jack and Jill, 20. Once again, that's the Titanic, 28. Jack and Jill, 20. Now, Sunday, 4:25, we have the Lions taking on the Arizona Cardinals out in Tempe, Arizona. The Lions, they're 4-8. The Cardinals are 3-9. That offensive line in Detroit, though, is totally messed up. They need to get a lot better than what they're doing right now. They really, really, really need to step it up, that offensive line. The defense needs to do some work. But to be honest, the Cardinals are in shambles. They're not doing so well. They really aren't. And so, with that, Lion King 26, Playing Cards 19. Once again, that is 26-19. Sunday Night Football, Bears facing the Rams in Chicago. The Bears 9-3, so they're doing really good. You got to play the Rams, who only have one loss. The Lions were doing kind of decent against the Rams, but then the Rams shut the door in our face Thursday on Sunday afternoon, which was crazy. I expect them to just keep rolling. However, this is in Chicago, and the Bears tend to do really well when they're at home. They really do. As for them, it makes a big difference, I think. And you got Khalil Mack playing really well. That always makes a difference. So, give me the Bears, Ram Trucks, 27. Once again, this is Sunday Night Football. Monday night, Vikings are going to the West the Pacific Northwest to take on the Seattle Seagulls, Seahawks, mind you, in Seattle at CenturyLink Field. And Seahawks are 7-5. Vikings are 6-5-1. So pretty similar teams. I think you will see a good competitive game. You need to keep in mind that it is in Seattle. And Seattle, the Seahawks do a much better job when they're at home than what they do on the road. It's a proven fact. They always tend to do much better when they're at home. I expect this to continue for the Seahawks. Tony Hawk, 29. Age of the Vikings, 25. So, once again, these picks, I have the Titans, I have Tennessee beating Jacksonville, I have Detroit beating Los Angeles, the Rams specifically, I have Chicago beating I have Detroit beating the Cardinals of Arizona. I have Chicago beating Los Angeles Rams. And I have Minnesota. I have Seattle beating Minnesota. So, I do think it's pretty crazy that both the Sunday night and Monday night games both have a Lions divisional opponents in them. So it's kind of neat. And so, folks, I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no plague shall come near us. No plague shall come near our dwelling, as you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways, and that no evil shall come near us between now and I see you folks next time, which will be on Monday. In Jesus' name, amen. And until Monday, God first. God always. So long, everybody.